We'll be in touch, Murphy said quietly. Come on, Harry. Mouse stared at Rosie with a mournful expression, and I had to tug on his leash a couple of times to get him moving. We departed and headed for the nearest stairwell. Murphy headed for ICU, which was in the neighboring building. I didn't see the track marks on her last night, she said after a minute. You pushed her pretty hard.
Yes.
Why?
Because it might mean something.
I don't know what yet, but we didn't have time to waste listening to her denial.
She wasn't straight with you, Murphy said. No one kicks heroin that fast.
2 weeks. She should still be feeling some of the withdrawal.
Yeah, I said.
We went outside to go to the other building. Bright morning sunlight made my head hurt even more, and the sidewalk began revolving. I stopped to wait for my eyes to adjust to the light.
You all right? Murphy asked.
It's hard, seeing someone like that, I said quietly. And she's probably the least mangled of the three.
She frowned.
What did you see?
I tried to tell her what Rosie had looked like. It sounded surreal and garbled, even to me. I didn't think I'd conveyed it very well.
You look terrible, she said when I finished.
It'll pass. Just got this damned headache.
I shook my head and focused on taking steady breaths until I could force the pain to recede.
Okay, I'm good.
Did you learn what you were hoping for? Murphy asked.
Not yet, I said. I'll need to look at the others too, see if the injuries on them give me some kind of pattern.
They're in ICU.
Yeah. I need to find a way to them without getting too close to someone on life support. I can't stay around to talk. I'll need maybe a minute, 90 seconds to look at them both. Then I'll get out, let you talk.
Murphy took a deep breath and said,
You sure you should do this?
No, I told her, but I can't help you if I don't get to look at them. I can't do that any other way. If I can stay calm and relaxed, it shouldn't hurt anything for me to be there for a minute or two.
But you can't be sure.
When can I?
She frowned at me, but nodded. Let me go ahead of you, she said. Wait here.
I found a chair and took it down the hall and sat down with Mouse and Rawlins, who had joined us. We shared a companionable silence. I leaned my head back against the wall and closed my eyes. My headache finally began to fade away, just as Murphy returned.
All right, she said quietly. We need to go down a floor and then use the back stairs. A nurse is going to let us in. You won't have to walk past any of the other rooms before you get to our witnesses.
Okay, I said and stood up. Let's get this over with.